You doing the intro?
Yeah, I got it. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warning your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Michael?
Is Soylent Green gluten-free? Because I'm on a gluten-free diet, and does it contain soy? Because I'm allergic to soy, so I don't know.
I guess it would depend on who was in the making of said Soylent Green, would it not?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a shout out here to our friend Derek J, who is back from Uruguay. Uruguay. He said you have to say it like you're being punched in the stomach. Uruguay. But I say it like a little kid being punched in the stomach.
I still
my
like
wife
Homer's
and I made
version.
That up. Yeah, you are gay. Look at the name of this country. So he's back. He and Stephen are in the seacoast region of New Hampshire, or Free Hampshire, as Stephen calls it. And he's lost his internet. He got droned. We got out 20 minutes early in soundcheck, and it sounded great. We worked out all the bugs, and then you got on, and then he got droned. So his internets are out. He's writing me on his chromed robot phone. Chromed robot turd. But speaking of chromed robot turds, so Steven has a streaming network that's a competitor of LRN that is called Free Coast Radio. It's freecoastradio.com, I think. I don't know.
That's interesting.
But I made a free Android app for it. And you can go to the Freedom Fiends blog right now and grab it. It's in beta, but it's almost the final version. It's really simple. It's got two windows on it. And it plays 24/7 streaming feed of liberty and financial audio media from the seacoast region of New Hampshire. So go to freedomfiends.com/blog and download it. And I welcome feedback. There's a feedback window of 24 hours. I'm going to output the final tomorrow and put it up on the Android store, and it's free. Free Coast Radio. So there.
Cool.
What do you think, man?
Sounds good.
Do you have
Check
it yet?
It out. No, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
You tag
me. You either tag me in or email me about everything, but you left this off somehow. I mean, come on.
I was rushing to get the show ready, and I knew I'd tell you on the show. I'm tagging you right now. Tag.
I'm going to go look on Facebook, and there it'll be.
No, I'm tagging you on the radio.
Oh, well, there you go.
Didn't someone say Freedom Fiends is just like Facebook and YouTube on the radio?
I believe I saw that somewhere, yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of
which
like,
is really, you know, that's what radio sounds like now. I don't want to call it Facebook, though. I really hate Facebook. I hate that. Okay, I've had a couple, three experiences recently that I would file under internets. You're doing it wrong. Okay, the first was concerning Cell 411, which is this amazing app you should get that's got like 100,000 downloads that's replacing cops. Like, basically, you set up, you know, your neighbors that you want to come when there's an emergency, and you can call them on your cell phone, or if you're out and you're stopped by cops or stopped by other thugs, you know, you can hit "I'm being detained" or whatever, and it'll give your friends or the public, if you choose, step-by-step, turn-by-turn directions to where you are to either, you know, save you or film it or witness it or something. And it's really cool. And there was this cop that wrote about it. We're going to talk about him later. He violated the BIPCOT license because...
Oh, in a big way, yeah.
Because he's a government agent. But, you know, I was thinking that there should be a BIPCOT license that's an exception, where like for $1,000 or $5,000, you'll let a cop use a BIPCOT licensed thing once so he can review it and say bad things about it. Yeah.
Well, see, even 5,000 seems a little cheap for them, but then again, it's stolen money. So
it's stolen money.
Does it really matter?
Yeah. But somebody, I forget who he was, I've blocked him already, but was like complaining. Like, first of all, I think he thought I was the tech support guy for Cell 411, because I'm so adamant about posting about it. I'm such a cheerleader that he thought, like, he was coming to me with his tech complaints. Like, like, I've installed it, and I don't have anybody in my network yet. And it turns out, like,
did he add anybody Did he add anybody to his network?
He tried to add everybody, like, from Free State Project, and nobody added him back. So apparently everyone knows him and doesn't like him. But he said it was useless because you can't use it with your, you can't add your Facebook friends. And I'm like, useless? This thing is saving lives all over the world, like especially in South Africa, where like if you call the police, they'll show up and kill you no matter what, if they show up. And like there's constantly like, you know, mugging, there's roving gangs, bands of marauders who are not the police, who you need, you know, cell 411 for. So that was one of the, you're doing it wrong. Second, you're doing it wrong. And I'm just mentioning all this because like, I want people to do it right. I want Fiend fans to be the best they can be. And part of being the best you can be is not sucking at the internet and at interpersonal communication. So I'll tell you what's wrong with what these people did. So second one was this guy who's kind of cool. I don't think he's very internet savvy, but you know, I've chatted with him. I sent him some free buttons because he seemed like a cool Fiend fan. And so today I post, there's a secret Cell 411 group in addition to the public group on Facebook of like just people who know the developer, who we know aren't cops, we know aren't compromised, you know, we know aren't hacked, whatever. So we can talk about this and you know, scheme it and make it better without cops spying on us. So, so I said, who that I know wants to be added to this? And like a few people said, like, well, how do you define no? And I said, I know you because I've sent you buttons, which means I know where you live. So I'll add you. You know, and the rest of it was mostly fiend, like inner circle fiends from the high maintenance group. What is it? High demand group.
High demand group. Freedom Fiends.
Yeah. By the way, Dottie Barker was on fire tonight. He did the voluntary virtues. What's voluntary Islam? What's his show? He did it solo. I can't remember. Yeah. Call to freedom, I think. Yeah, like he did it solo, like just ranting about his life. And it was great. And you know, it's not very like politic for me to say this, but I built that. Dobby's a great guy, but the first time anybody interviewed him was me, and he was horrible. And this is like 3 years ago. And if you go to kittyfeet.com and download the interview I did with him, he was horrible. The first two interviews with him. And then I threw him on the radio and I like built him and I put him on every night until he just, you know, got so good at it, he retired and went off and did his own show. So I built that. I'll say it. He does it right.
Yeah, you what I'm saying. Somewhere.
Yeah,
I think I listened to one of those.
Yeah, they're horrible. He sounds so like
I can't really say anything. The first time I was ever interviewed was such a travesty. I actually used it as a
teaching
guide.
Hospital bad example.
Yeah, for people who would come on the Seeds of Liberty podcast and tell me that they were nervous because they had never been on camera. I said, I sent it to all of them. I said, watch this, and every single person I sent it to came back and said, I feel so much better. And then they were fine. I'm like, see, I was an idiot. So
I was great from the first time I ever did a podcast, let alone radio, because first of all, I've been interviewed a million times in my band. Like I was constantly interviewed, you know, usually for fanzines, but also on video for, you know, cable access TV and stuff like that. So back before anyone had a video camera, really, you know, when it was a rare thing to have one. But literally, like, okay, here's how like sociopathic I am. When I was 7 years old, I started practicing my autograph. When I was 9 years old, I got a tape recorder and sat in front of the mirror and practiced interviewing myself until I was really good at it.
See, that's funny. Okay. I started practicing my autograph around 10 years old, and then I realized that around 11 years old that I could actually fake my mother's signature better than I could do an autograph. Ugh. So I started doing that instead.
So you dropped out of school and wrote yourself a note from your mother.
Just, you know, sick days and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. So, so this guy wrote me and said, yeah, add me to the group. Now, this guy, the previous night, had tried to add me three times to one of his libertarian voluntary groups. This is one of my pet peeves, is people like drafting me to their libertarian groups.
Yeah, I have the same issue.
So I was on my phone, not on my desktop computer, and on mobile Facebook, for some reason, you can't, when you un-add yourself from a group, you don't get the option you do on a desktop of prevent other people from adding you to this group. So I got added three times. So I wrote him on my phone last night and said, hey, stop adding me to this group. And he's like, oh, it's not me. It must be some app that's gotten control of my credentials or my login. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you should, you know, delete all your apps and change your password. I don't use any apps on Facebook. They're all scams. They're all trying to get your password. Like, find out how many of your friends unfriended you. Like, no, it's just trying to steal your information. So today, when he tried to get added to the secret cell 411 group, I said, sorry, dude, I'm not going to add you because you've been hacked. And he also, you know, it was a good offer of him, but he offered to, like, help edit Fiends episodes. But I said, like, there's no way I'm going to give you a password to my site when you've been hacked and don't realize it. And he said, I've never been hacked. I've never been compromised. And I was like writing him back saying, don't you remember? Are you drunk? Don't you remember what happened last night?
Yeah, I saw that.
And as I was writing that, I got another, like, his account trying to add me.
Oh,
and
wow.
I screenshot and gave it to him. Yeah, man.
That's timing right there.
He's doing it wrong. So third, you're doing it wrong, was this, like, young dude who's kind of libertarian wrote me and said he's written this ebook that's going to be on, it's going to be released soon on Amazon. Would I give it a review? Now, normally with people I don't know, I say, no, I can't do that. Even before I was sick, like, now I'm sick and it's like an effort to stay alive. And the last thing I want to do is give someone, like, basically they're asking for 8 hours of free labor, you know?
Yeah.
They're asking me to read something and review it free. You know, people that aren't famous will do that because they want their name on a book. And I'm like, no, man, you should pay me to do that. But here's the thing. The guy has a rescue kitty, a cat. Like, he had this cat that was, like, covered with oil and tortured and beaten. Aww. And, like, he's rescued it and cleaned it up and made it his cat and loves it. And I'm like, because of that, I'll take a look at your book. Yeah. Seriously, like, that's the way to my heart. And
sucker for a furball.
I really am, man. So, I don't know. We're going to go to the break, but I'll come back and tell, like, what this guy did wrong. Internet, you're doing it wrong. And Derek J has been droned. Man, it's horrible. So go to the Freedom Fiends blog and get the Free Coast Radio Android app. Worms.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Okay, so internet, you're doing it wrong, part three. So this young dude, he reminds me of a young me because I took a look at his book. It's kind of like my book, $30 Film School, in that it's him presenting himself as an expert without really being one, but having almost enough moxie to pull it off and enough, like, observation and, like, related knowledge. But I pulled it off better than him. Like, my book, I've sold $3 million retail in books.
Wow.
This you didn't know that?
I knew you had sold a bunch of them. I didn't realize it was that much. That's pretty impressive.
That doesn't mean I have $3
million. I know, but still, I know how the book world works.
No, I sold 100,000 copies of my three $30 Film School book series, and they retailed for $30 each. So that's, that's $3 million. So, when I give advice on doing media, people should listen to me, especially if they're trying to make money. Although I don't do it anymore.
Nothing like the appeal to your own authority.
It is authority, though. It's experience. That is authority.
I know.
So this kid was, like, so cocky, he wouldn't listen to my authority at first, you know? Like, I've got 10 published books, like, six of them I was paid to write. What?
I just want to see if I got this straight. he wanted you to review his book, but he didn't want to listen to anything you had to say.
But he finally did. Yeah, it is funny. Okay. But yeah, like...
just want to make sure I got that straight.
Like, I've kind of heard of you, so I want your name on my book, but I don't care what you have to say. Yeah. No, but he finally did. Like, I gave him some advice. Here's what happened. Like, I said something about having a radio show on 32 stations, and he's like, do you think I'd be a good guest? And I'm like, I have no idea. You sent me your book 90 seconds ago. I don't know who you are. But... I know you like cats, but I said, we don't really do interviews usually. They usually don't sound anymore. Good. They don't. What's that?
I said ever again anymore.
I'm just going to send them to you. When people want to be interviewed, I'm going to send them to you for your show. So
we did that last time. It worked out.
So he said, I said, they don't sound good, but you know, if I like you, I'll talk you up on the show, which is just as good. And sure. he's like, but I have a $1,000 microphone. And I said, that doesn't mean anything. My co-hosts sound better on a $50 mic than most people do on a $500 mic. And he's like, I was like, well, send me an audio sample. So he tries to send me this link where I have to sign in and give all this information about me and then download zip files of him doing an audiobook. And I'm like, come on, man, send me a YouTube video. So he sent me a YouTube video that was like stellar sound.
Yeah.
Like really well recorded sound. But first of all, his voice sounded so robotic. I thought it was a robot, like robo voice at first. Like it's really stiff. Like, hello, I am commanding and doing an introduction to my book. And second of all, the volume was going in and out. Like I am commanding. Like it was way too loud and way too quiet.
Rocking as he was recording?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I told him that. Like when he sent the first two links he sent me were privated, like I couldn't see them on YouTube. And they're like, come on, dude. So I finally said, like, look, you shouldn't be trying to sell your book at all. You're new at this. You should be giving it away, and everything should be one click with no jumping through hoops. What you should be trying to do is selling you as a brand. His book is about branding, and he has no like corporate experience. And I'm like, dude, you should be trying to give this all away, have it all one click, have it really easy to access, and then, like, you know, try to build up, like, selling you as, like, a public speaker and a paid speaker and a consultant and things like that. And that kind of, he started to argue with me, and I'm like, look, that's when I told him I sold $3 million retail in books, and he should listen to me, and he kind of did, so. But it's doing it wrong to be starting out and make people jump through hoops and pay to get to your stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously I don't know the guy. Is he a libertarian at least? Or is he?
He said there were free market ideas in his thing. I don't know.
Well, just because I only ask because that type of mentality, like just normally when people make you go through that much trouble for their first project,
they're not libertarians.
Well, not even that they're not libertarian. Well, they may or may not be, but usually they're so petrified that they're not going to have anything else. They're like, they're people who believe in IP and have to protect that. And
I told
make
him
sure.
This is a BIPCOT license too. Okay. Last year doing it wrong. This is an ad from Free Talk Live. I'm going to play it. This is today.
If it's crappy education, that's what you get from the government. We'll continue here and you can share your thoughts. Bring up anything.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance for the sake...
We'll have more of Mark Edge endorsing the Trump dollar for money when we get back after this trip to the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
I hear a Derek J. So Derek J, since this is a teaching hospital, how are you on here and sounding good if you lost your internet? So tell me how that works.
I was drone bombed by the, you know, internet police, but I found a way through my boyfriend's cell phone. He tethered his phone to computer wirelessly.
That is so gay.
And now I'm talking to you through the radio.
That's awesome.
In the sky.
You know what? You actually have
they
less
can hear us
latency.
In Alpha Centauri.
You have less latency, I think, than you do when you're running through your home internet connection, because we did a count off where we'll do it again. So I'll show you how to do this. This is how you test latency. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, there's like less than a second delay of when you start, and it's like less than a half second.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's about a half second or less,
which is, you know, about what you get for Skype or Fiend Phone. But it's amazing; it's working through your phone, through your, you know, 4G like that.
What is the delay to Alpha Centauri? Is it years or
it's years? It's light years away, so that's
years?
It's 4.3 years for radio to get there. We're almost there, man. Like next year, they're gonna hear us and come take us away from the government and save us.
We got to do a sound check with the aliens once we can. Once we'll we make contact, to, see how
we'll
far.
Still have the Fiends app and the Free Coast Radio app, but they'll be playing us from Alpha Centauri.
Yeah.
Have a long delay. It'll buffer for a long time. I'm buffering hard on Kenny G, dude. That's the imaginary drug that we made up that they sell in Kensington. Kensington Grind, aka
gross.
Kenny G. I'm buffering hard on the Kenny G, dude.
Ew. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't even know what to picture, but it's gross.
It is. I mean, think about Kensington in drug form. It'd be kind of like PCP mixed with crack and, you know, Sterno.
Well, and Kenny G reminds me of like a grandmother trying to be sexy.
Ew. Well, I mean, Kenny G. I like grandmas trying to be sexy. I mean, you know, but Kenny G. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing the internet's You're Doing It Wrong segment here. So I'm going to play again this ad of Mark Edge from Free Talk Live doing a paid live read for the Trump dollar, which is a copper or silver or actual gold, if you want to spend thousands, like medallion of Donald Trump. The bizarre thing is, it's by Bernard von Nothaus, who's like a liberty hero who went to prison for the charge of terroristic counterfeiting, because he made dollar medallions with Ron Paul on them that said $1. That was his mistake.
Yeah,
they said $1, which they was ridiculous, because they had like $30 worth of silver and sold for like $45. Why would they say dollar, $1?
Did Trump buy von Nothaus and Mark Edge?
He must have, because he's like, I mean, von Nothaus, well, he bought him in a trickle down peeing on Mark Edge, I think. And, you know,
gross.
Let me just play this and then we'll talk about, like, I guess prison makes you crazy. So prison made him like Trump. Here we go. Listen.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at trumpdollar.us. You got to see them, hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. I got a little bit of pushback on the Trump dollars here. One of our listeners was just surprised that we would advertise the
you
Trump
and your
dollar.
Co-host?
But I got to say,
I was surprised too. I'll admit.
I mean, it's a lot of our listeners are interested in Donald Trump as a less distasteful option than the other people running for office. So I thought, there you go. Trump dollar.
I don't think you know what that word means.
Ugh. What word?
Less distasteful.
Yeah. Mark
couldn't be more off.
Jump the shark, man.
Listen, I like Mark.
And I like Mark.
He's very professional when he does these things. But I'm always I've noticed, and I heard it there too.
Yeah.
Why does his voice always get really high when he tries to defend himself? Isn't that usually a sign of something?
When he's defending his worst ideas, he gets really off.
I think he must have like sharpened or his teeth on a brick after making that ad. I mean, that's just so disgusting. I would need to clean my mouth with bleach.
And kudos to Ian Freeman, his co-host, for like kind of bashing him on air about a paid advertiser. Like, that's a no-no in radio. But if you really believe if you're consistent like Ian, you know, you'll do it and not care if you lose the advertiser.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. How, like, do you sink so low to even ask to pay for a thing like that? I mean, do you just follow through with a bad idea? Is it something that he woke up and he's like, am I really doing this, making a Trump coin? I guess I got to follow through. Like, he can't change the dies now.
Here's what I got to say is that it just confirms that the Freedom Fiends are the only straight up anarcho-capitalist voluntarist radio show, syndicated radio show in the world. Free Talk Live is great. I listen to them every day. What's that?
Can't be bought because we're not paid.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. I would probably play that ad for a lot of money, but I wouldn't do it as a live read, and I would make fun of it before and after it. And I'd say that. I'd be like, hey, Von Nothaus, if you give us a whole lot of money, I'll play that ad, but I'm going to make fun of it every time before and after it plays.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'd do it. I mean, we just played the ad. You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't play that content on our show because we just played that content on our show, but we're making fun of it before and after it.
Right.
They didn't do
That's what makes it enduring.
Oh, by the way, I'm the person he mentioned, the listener.
As soon as I heard him say that, I figured it was you.
Yeah.
Just one? Yeah. I would assume there would be a lot of people calling in.
I heard him do it. I was listening live, and I posted about it on Facebeef and was like, oh my God, did I just hear what I think I did? I just heard Mark Yadge do a live read for Trump dollars. And I tagged Mark, and Mark immediately like responded like during a break on their show, like, yeah, well, you know, you got to pay the bills or whatever he said. And then like 20 other people chimed in after he chimed in and were like, man, this show's jumped the shark. And like somebody was like, is that show even a thing anymore? I thought Mark quit and they just took it off the air.
I mean, I know that they joke like it's Liberty Kindergarten sometimes, like, oh, you know, the basics of like you own yourself, but they can't stay with the Republican establishment. Like, they're talking about Trump like he's outside the box or something.
Exactly.
So, does that really
he built the box. He owns the box. He owns the box.
He owns them too, apparently.
That's what they're.
I mean, that's embarrassing. I wouldn't want to be aligned with someone so off-putting and establishment pretending to be anti-establishment.
See, the weird thing
it's
is
like
about
the new
Trump
kids
running,
on the block claiming they're punk.
Trump. Yeah, it's like Trump running is kind of weird because, like, he's the kind of guy that, like, owns the judges and owns the president. He's not the guy who comes out and becomes the president, but he's always had a like, you know, Barnum and Bailey, sucker born every minute, circus-like flair. So it's hard to keep it in his pants and just do what a good billionaire should do, which is own politicians. You know, he wants to be one.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest joke is that two anti-establishment politicians are the biggest establishment politicians.
I know.
You know, I do like that Hillary.
he says that he buys politicians, though. At least he's open about that. That's a little fun. Like, he'll say that on stage. It gets under their skin. Like, oh, remember I donated all your campaigns, Cruz?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
All right. So,
why are we talking about politicians? They're a bunch of dorks.
I know. So we're going to talk about cops.
Yeah,
even worse.
Oh, we're gonna talk about cops violating the BIPCOT license. So, does anybody have this pulled up and want to? I don't know if Derek can pull things up, but
Jeremy, I can't pull anything.
Jeremy, you pull up the Cell 411 article on Pork One? I'm sorry, Police One.
Yes, I have that one.
Now, I didn't mean it's people call it Pork One. It's actually Police One. I am not on board with calling cops pigs. I don't like it. I like calling them cockroaches.
Yeah.
Term, cockroaches. But here's why. Pigs are really smart. Pigs are useful. They produce bacon. And cops are more like cockroaches. They hide when, you know, like when the light comes on, they run and hide. You know, they like when they shoot people, they want their name out of the press. When you shoot anyone, they want to, you know, if you accidentally shoot their dog, they want you hung for killing a police officer. They have special rights you don't have. Tell me a little more, Derek, about cops. And let me, before I throw it to you, I do want to say the other reason I hate calling cops pigs, I don't think it wins any friends, but really the main thing I hate about it is it sounds really 60s commie to me. The first time I heard anyone call a cop a pig was in the book Steal This Book by Abby Hoffman, which I read when I was 12 in the 70s, 64, 74, 76. And, you know, that was a book of people who wanted to overthrow the government and install a communist government. And they wanted to do it by violent means. I don't agree with either of those things. And, you know, when you call cops pigs, you just sound like an immature communist hippie to me. So, Derek, tell me about
cockroaches. Well, police. Well, I went to a DUI checkpoint recently. They're just not my friend. I avoid them. I avoid interactions with them. I treat them sort of like I would wolves or bears. Like I keep a good distance.
Photograph them from a distance with with a powerful lens.
Exactly. Yeah. Have no interaction. If you can avoid it, you know, I don't even want to talk to these people. That's been the best, you know, just avoiding them. I used to just like go up to them and try and talk with them because they make for good video and interesting conversation, but they're more of a threat. Yes. Yeah.
You made a movie. If people want to check it out, it's Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. What's the URL for that?
Victimlesscrimespree.com. Yeah. If you think that running from the cops is not a good idea, you can see me do it successfully several times in this movie. And,
yeah, because this cop says,
might change your mind.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea necessarily, but this cop thinks it's a bad idea. Now, what's this cop's name, Jeremy?
This cop's name is Mike Byers, is it? I guess.
How do you spell it?
B-I-R-E-S.
Yep, so yeah, and he's Byers. From Azusa, California, which is kind of funny because it's an actual, like, it's the name of that region when it was Mexico, but the Chamber of Commerce said it stands for everything in the USA from A to Z. Azusa, A-Z-U-S-A. We'll be back. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
So, go get the Free Coast Radio app from the Freedom Fiends blog or the Freedom Fiends Twitter, and go get the Freedom Fiends Android app. Did I say Free Coast app? Yeah, Free Coast app.
Yeah.
Get the Freedom Fiends app on the Google Play Store, and get Cell 411 on the Google Play Store or the iStore if you're on an iPhone. Now, we're talking about Cell 411, this amazing, like, replace the state app that our friend Virgil made. It's had 100,000 downloads, installs. And
wow.
It changes the world. And, oh, he just got $300,000 in funding, too. I mean, he's really
wow.
With this. Yeah. And Yeah, in Bitcoin.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it is. This is real. This is taking off. This is going to change the world. It is changing the world. So cops don't like it because it basically proves that they aren't needed, you know, because they always like to say, well, without the cops, you know, you're going to be sorry if you don't like cops. When someone tries to break into your house, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to hit a button on cell 411 and 411 and four of your neighbors are going to come over with guns and cameras. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Shovels. Okay.
I'm looking forward to the day where the cops show up at some event after like 911 has been called and it's all resolved. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's been done for 10 minutes and everyone's like, yeah, thanks. We really needed you.
Well, that's
like, I'm so glad we pay for you. Yeah.
Oh, they'll still find a way to
they'll show up and take pictures of the dead bodies. And then
they'll try to call you for a false call to 911 then.
Yeah, they'll arrest you for something. Exactly. I mean, really, I learned this from the book You and the Police by Boston Tea Party, which is a great book. It's the book that led me to liberty in one sitting, and like 6 months later we moved to Wyoming because of this book. Out of Los Angeles. And this book, You and the Police by Boston Tea Party, is literally the template of the cop block movement. Cop block guys never give it any never acknowledge that, but talk to them. And there's pictures of them like being interviewed with that book on a shelf behind them. Like it is what they do. Like before there were cell phones, like camera phones, like he, Boston was like, get a video camera and carry it in your car and always film the police and say, am I being detained? And he lays it all out. He doesn't call it cop blocking, but the cop blocking guys, I mean, I'm not saying they're copying anything because they did it. They risked their skin doing it. But, sure. You know, Pete and Ademo, basically that's their template is that book. So, But the cop block thing is really upsetting cops, and especially now that there's an app. This app isn't only for cop blocking. You know, it's not only for like show up and film the police. It's for all sorts of things, emergencies,
fires,
right? Bullying. It'd be great for bullying, you know, for kids. So the thing is, though, a cop installed this and reviewed it on Police One. Yeah. Which is a website that you have to be a cop not only to post a comment on, but now to read the comments. I think eventually you'll have to be a cop to read it, to look at the site. But they didn't like that we could read and screenshot their murderous comments. I mean, their comments when you're like, police wounds guy, you know, unarmed man, like 10 of the cops would chime in and be like, you only shot him once in the shoulder? I would have shot him 10 times in the head, like stuff that. Like really common.
Oh, so bloodthirsty machismo.
Yeah.
I used to read those and was like they could pass as like really good satire. like it's scary. Like,
I know.
Like that they're actually, you know, mean that.
Yeah. What's that called? The what thing where you can't tell satire from Poe's Law.
Yeah.
You can't tell satire from the real thing. So this cop violated the BIPCOT license, which covers cell 411.
We're shaming him,
which is the remedy of violating the BIPCOT license. Now, he may not have known, but here's my answer, and this is the title of this episode. Ignorance of the BIPCOT is no excuse.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he would say?
Yes.
He'd say ignorance of the law is no excuse when he arrests you for something you didn't know it's illegal. And he'd laugh. They all would. If there are good cops out there, they should arrest the bad cops, and they rarely do. So I don't think there are any good cops except the occasional one that arrest a bad cop and then get their life ruined for it for passing the thin blue line.
There's a cash prize up for that.
Cool. Who's paying it?
Cop block.
Nice. How much is it?
I think it's $5,000.
Where do we find it?
I'll let you know on the other side.
All right. Thanks, man.
Worms.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Got the hour two in
order to do everything around here.
Meow. I gotta save my voice. Save my lungs.
This is the Freedom Fiends.
Trigger warning. Trigger warning. These are the Freedom Fiends. Do it. Go ahead.
Flames.
Due to the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. And as we forgot this the first hour, Freedom Fiends is covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more.
Please insert the purple wire in your cortex now.
Yes.
All right, so BIPCOT. So
back to bashing this.
So the name of this episode, there's a couple stations that only play our second hour. So y'all listen to the show, you know what the BIPCOT license is. It's a license that you can put on software or media or products or services that allows reuse by anyone except governments or government agents. And there's no cage or fine if you violate this license. There is only shame. You agree to be publicly shamed, and that's here. Let me read that part of the BIPCOT license. I'll read it from the app I just made tonight, which is covered by it, the Free Coast Radio app. The BIPCOT license allows reuse by anyone except governments or government agencies, and shame. Shame is the remedy. And the name of this episode is Ignorance of the BIPCOT is No Excuse, because a cop used some BIPCOT licensed software, installed it, Cell 411, from getcell411.com or the Google Play Store. And he bashed it. And he said it's like part of the downfall of society. And, you know, people are going to use it to call Slim Shady and his homies to show up when a cop is nobly doing his job of highway robbery on the side of the road. So he actually said that, Slim Shady, and he said yes. Posse at one point, like trying to sound hip. He got this so square, man.
This was nothing but sophistry.
Yeah,
that's all this was.
So any person or entity that violates any part of this agreement will be shamed and agrees to endure this shaming without comment or action. And that's number six. Number four in this license is governments, agents, and subcontractors of same are not permitted to use this software or derivations of this software. So what's this cop's name? This guy we're shaming. He's funny looking too.
Mike Byers.
Yeah. From Azusa, California. Yeah.
Yes.
So read part of his CopRoach1. .com article.
So apparently, what is he? He's the social media director or something.
Which is really funny because at the bottom of all his posts, it says, follow me on Twitter. And you click on his Twitter and it's got 7 followers and he's never tweeted from it. It's got the egg. If you know Twitter, you know what the egg means. The egg means you're nobody.
Yep.
So, but he has another, for some reason, this social media guru links the wrong Twitter. You know, he's going to listen to this because I'm going to put this on his right Twitter. So he has a Twitter that has 700 followers that has a picture of him and information about him that I'm going to link this show on, because what's shame if they don't know about it? So, but, you know, if nothing else, what he can get out of this is he'll go, oh, my, how embarrassing. I call myself a social media guru, but I list my old Twitter account with no followers that I've never tweeted from on the bottom of every article on Police One. So I helped the SOB somehow.
He's not very media savvy for us.
He's not, which is like part director. 17 of today's you're doing it wrong. All right. Go ahead and read his article, please.
Yeah, the title of his article, it starts off from the very beginning, just horrible. Is the Cell 411 app a threat to officer safety? Now, that's that somewhat benign, I guess, but the subheading is Cell 411 could prove could prove be deadly. That's not even English. Prove for civilians deadly. And law enforcement.
I think that's rap. I think he's trying to rap.
I don't even know what he's trying to do there, but just the sentiment is could be deadly. Like right off the bat, he's trying to suck you into with fear mongering.
Yeah.
And so it starts off with his initial observations. You know, he says, you know, what the person who created it claims it does. But right off the bat, through a review of this app, we found other uses for the app which may pose a threat to law enforcement officers and civilians if used.
Now, here I want to say, somebody made a really cogent point on when I posted this on Facebook. Everything he says about cell 411 is wrong, but if you substituted the word a police radio for cell 411, everything in this article would be true. So do that mentally. Every time you read the word cell 411, listeners, substitute the word. Why don't you do it? Why don't you read this article and substitute the word a police radio every time he says cell 411? All right.
So through a review of this police radio, we found other uses for the police radio, which may pose a threat to law enforcement, to civilians, if used
for antagonizing cops and purposes. Civilians.
Yes. Well, then I have to switch everything by law enforcement, federal agents, or the tax collectors.
Other BIPCOT violators. Yeah.
or such as pro cop apologists.
Yeah,
that's just going to be too much. but basically, right off the bat, he wants to scare everybody and say, you know, if it's used for unlawful or antagonistic purposes, which, by the way, is the same exact load of garbage they tried.
I do want to say also that he has a podcast and it's horrible. What's it called?
I don't even know what the name of the podcast is.
But it's on Blab. It's on Blab.im. People who don't know anything about social media who want to make a podcast, and it doesn't sound good, and it's stuttering, and it's dropping out, and it's. But okay, first of all, during it, he has a lady cop call in who's on duty. Like basically, she's ignoring her duty to call in, which I'm fine with. Like the less they're doing their duty, the safer we all are. But isn't that illegal for her to be like making calls to a radio show while she's on duty? Second of all, at one point in this podcast, he and his co-host discuss what ways could we get cell 411 eliminated, like taken off the Google Play Store. And the conclusion they came to was, sadly, we can't. Like, sadly, there is free speech in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
People can connect with each other. We can't stop them.
Yeah. So go on with this, substituting police radio for cell 411.
Okay.
Please.
Based on the provided picture on the police radio's details page, as well as when you first open the police radio, you will see the options available for the user to quickly notify in a single touch activities such as, I'm pulling someone over. I'm being harassed by a cop blocker. I'm about to arrest somebody.
Okay,
I may have set something on fire.
This isn't working. Let's stop the substitutions.
I tried to say that before, but come on.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so start that. Start it from there and do it right.
All right. So all those things
are true. Have you ever listened to a police scanner and like chased them around that way? I've done cop blocking where I'm just listening to where they go and then show up there.
Yeah.
They let you know where they are.
Ian Freeman has a streaming link of the Keene, New Hampshire police radio. That's awesome. There should be, I might make an app of that. That should be an app.
There are several apps that let you connect with the local police radio in your town. Most of them are all the things that they're worried about cell 411 doing, their own radios absolutely do.
Like what?
Easier. Well,
tell them where you are.
Yeah, like tell them your location or who you're following or like running plates or something. You can know everything that's going on. And some of them encrypt their communications, but a lot are open.
Well, they all just will soon. Mm. Yeah. Part of the reason they don't encrypt is, you know, partly is because, you know, they're about as tech savvy as, you know, my grandpa. But
there's a 10 code for like get on your phone. I'm gonna call you on your cell.
Part of it is that they they want to be able to like interface with other agencies when they bring in other agencies from out of town. And that gets complicated if it's encryption. So, all right, read on, please, sir.
So the actual words by this the horrible cockroach, Mr. Mike Byers, who we're going to keep making fun of in perpetuity. Yeah. Based on the provided picture on the app's detail page, as well as when you first open the app, you will see the options available to the user to quickly notify in a single touch activities such as, oh, and before I go on to the list, this is subtitled the law enforcement concerns. So this is what they're concerned about, that one of the options is I'm being pulled over.
Yeah. Well, Slim Shady and his posse might show up.
I am cop blocking, police arrest, stuff on fire, criminal activity, and live video. Yeah. Now, why it would be a concern for any of these things that to the law enforcement that people would want to let their friends and family know about anything, any of these things, even I'm being pulled over, because I mean, there's countless stories of people who pretend to be cops and then try to pull people over.
Yeah.
Or cops who are just pulling you over for no reason, just to harass you. And, you know, you're in danger right away.
These guys are the Stasi. They want to operate in secret. And everything this guy complains about in this article, and especially in his podcast, which I'm going to link, just prove that they want to operate in the dark, and they think they're above reproach, and they think that they decide what's right and what's wrong, and they don't want the light of public shining on the cockroaches, because they all want to scurry under the fridge, man.
Well, and it's not just about like them and being held accountable for what they're doing, but it's about competition. People can do what they're doing better and not get paid. Like they could get paid and then totally replace them. There could be organizations that respond to cell 411 calls.
You know what's really cool about cell 411? They keep getting better every day. One of the things they're coming out with is like a corporate version, which I think is going to be a pay version to support the free version, I'm assuming. The corporate version is like for like one person who's monitoring like 100 people with cell 411 in a private cell, like, you know, a factory or a corporation or a college campus or, you know, a private, like that thing in Detroit, they have that private, what's it called? Threat response.
Threat management center.
Threat management.
Yes.
When's the last time you saw this kind of innovation from your local police department? Like, when's the last time your police rolled out an app to help you?
Oh, they have an app. My local police have an app to turn people in, to report.
Yeah, please spy on your neighbor and make more prisons.
Yeah, that's what it's for, is like turning in the nonviolent drug criminals. You know, really, it's like if you see a murder, are you going to go to the police app that was probably programmed by the lowest bidder, or are you going to call them on the phone? If you're the type to call them on the phone, you're going to call them on the phone. You're not going to use that app. They probably check the app every 3 days to see what's come in on it, you know?
No,
like, I'm
an admin on a police fan page, and people sometimes mistakenly think that we're the police.
It's the police.
So, yeah, and they report things all the time. Like, I get a message yesterday, like, there are people panhandling out in front of Walmart. Will you go arrest them?
We'll be back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
We're back. Yeah. So we're talking about cops and them violating BIPCOT licenses, and you know, ignorance of the BIPCOT is no excuse. So what's this cop's name?
Mike Byers.
How do you spell it?
B-I-R-E-S.
From Azusa, California. So yeah, we think he altered this article. What's missing?
Well,
since you read it yesterday.
I can't recall now, but I definitely recall a separate paragraph underneath.
I do too.
Where the bot, like, because after he goes through his whole review of it, which basically is a lot of straw manning. Just basically making up things and saying this is, you know, fear mongering stuff. And it's a list of people who should be who should be concerned. And it's all types of officers, patrol officers, officers, narcotic officers, gang officers, SWAT team officers, and prison transport officers. Because, you know, this is going to help plan a prison break. But underneath that, I could have swore when I first read this article that there was a separate paragraph underneath this with his direct opinions on the matter. And I no longer see that, which is interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, we tried to check on the Wayback Machine, but the last archive they have of Police One is from like mid-April. So get on it, Wayback Machine, or somebody create an app that just screenshots Police One all day long. That's what we need. But here's what I think, because I was the thing that's one of the things missing is him talking about Slim Shady and his homies. And I was joking about that on Facebook. Now, my Facebook posts are friends only, but I have 1,000 quote unquote friends on there. I don't know them all, which Derek made fun of me for. Like, you don't know all your friends. You approve people you don't know. And I'm like, yeah. And apparently you do too, because I pointed out that there's a guy who's a known rapist.
No. I know who, I didn't know that fact about him, but I know who he is.
Yeah.
I always, you know, if someone friend requests me, I don't know who they are, I send them a message and say, hey, thanks for the friend request. Like, have we met? And if they don't respond, I mean, it's no go. I want to know these people.
I look at whether they have mutual friends with me or not, and then I approve them, and then I look for a few seconds and see if there's anything wonky, and if there is, I delete them. And one of the things I'm deleting a lot lately is whores. Like women, you know, who probably are men trying to get, you know, credit card numbers from people, but it's like, you know, hot chick with one mutual friend with me who's usually some horny guy. And, you know, like, I don't have any, I'm happily married, I'm middle-aged, I don't have any reason to, like, have some 19-year-old hottie who's not into Liberty being my friend on Facebeef. I just block him. I report him as spam. But anyway, tell me more about this cop, Jeremy, and where he showed me on the doll where he touched you.
He's touching me all over now. Well, because he wrote it. He obviously he's the social media director, so he writes all these articles for the subheading of Police at Pork One, social media strategies. And he has
he plays around on his phone all day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his job.
I see plenty of cops doing that, sitting their patrol cars around here anyway, and we have some of the highest paid cops, if not the highest paid cops in the entire
country. Well, good. I want to encourage more of that. Let's start hosting some like Flappy Bird tournaments that only police can participate in while they're on duty, so that we make sure that, you know, they're busy doing something more important than collecting revenue for the state. Yeah.
But so he wrote another article on 8 tips for controlling obscenities and trolls on your police department's Facebook, because this obviously is a problem. And, you know, he points out keyboard
trolls,
commandos.
People who it's people who say, gee, you shouldn't have murdered that guy in custody that you've seen the video of. Like, that's the common kind of thing. And he talks about, to his credit, he doesn't say to delete them all. But you can tell that this whole, like, he's more afraid of being sued than doing the right thing, it seems like, too.
Yeah, it's funny. That's actually funny that you said that, because when I read through this, that's what struck me, too, because I'm like, wow, he doesn't want to get sued in this situation, so he's going to be very careful to make sure he's following the law. But in any other situation, they don't care, like what he's doing with what he did with the article about Cell 401, because that could essentially be, you know, that's close to libel, right? That's what it is. Yeah, libel's the written one, right? Because it
could also
false,
be considered
false
tortious,
information.
Tortious interference, you know, it would be the crime, I think, of interfering with the business or contracts of others. Also, I think he's doing something that would resemble, could possibly be construed as interfering with interstate commerce, which is ostensibly the reason the FBI says they exist, is to protect people from being interfering with interstate commerce. That was like the mission statement of the FBI when it started, but there's been so much mission creep, and it's not like they were honest when they started, but, you know.
I'd like to charge him with disorderly conduct.
Yeah, and bad taste. This guy's haircut is just really abominable, man. All right, we'll be back after this trip to the free market.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from the corner of Trash View and Nata Vista. Yep. So, cops. Jeremy, why don't you finish this up? Then we'll move on. Talk about pee-pee, which is pee-pee is far more interesting than cops. So go ahead.
Yes, it definitely is. But yeah, well, we finished the article, but just one more time, just to reiterate, we are talking about one Mr. Mike Byers from the Azusa Police Department in California. He's been there for 20 years. He's head of the social media department, and writes wonderful articles about how to protect, you know, how to try to get themselves out of trouble, and writes falsehoods about people who are
alleged
trying to make the world a better place.
Alleged falsehoods.
Oh, those things he wrote in that article were falsehoods. You can say alleged. I'm not.
Okay. Cool.
He is being shamed, and everybody should shame him.
So we're going to shame San Francisco for a while now, because do you have this New York Mag article pulled up, Jeremy?
Yes.
Because San Francisco is full of liars and socialists, and it smells like tinkle. Now, San Francisco Park gets open-air toilet for the half of the population that can already pee anywhere. Now, this is funny, because this is New York Magazine, a New York City publication, saying that San Francisco is an open-air toilet. That's kind of the pot calling the kettle black. Wouldn't you say, Jeremy? You live an hour from New York City. What would you say? Yeah? You there?
New York is a pretty horrible place. I'm here.
Yeah. It smells like pee everywhere. And now...
Yeah, definitely. Most of the city, yes.
This is following on the heels of a news article that San Francisco recently spent a lot of money for urine-proof paint to paint walls with this paint that is hydrophobic, which doesn't mean it's afraid of water. It means it repels water or liquid. So when you pee on a wall that has this paint on it, instead of dribbling down the wall to the ground, it splashes back to you. So it's like walls. It's self-defense for walls against pee. But think about the fact that that's such a problem in the city of San Francisco, where I used to live for 16 years. And Derek Jade, how long did you live there?
3 months.
Recently? Yeah. That's enough.
Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. I mean, as I was walking down the streets, there were tons of homeless people. I thought they were the urinals.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ouch. No, man. I think this type of paint is a great idea. I would love to use this sort of thing on my house just in case. You know, the market really provides. It anticipates what might happen.
So, Jeremy.
There's a silver lining to everything.
So this toilet they put in Dolores Park is like, I don't even know how to describe this. It kind of looks like a windscreen for a microphone. It's kind of an open air pit with a hole that probably drains to the ocean.
You know what it looks? Well, see, it's funny. You know what it looks like to me? Because it's like this. It's a, you know, a half circle of concrete, like what, maybe a foot tall tops. Yeah. Around it looks like something at that I used to see at the beach that they put out as fire pits.
Yeah,
on the public beaches.
Now, the thing is, like, you basically stand, it's for men only, you stick your, unless a woman wants to, like, squat over this, but, you know, for a man to, like, whip out his schlong, and, like, right behind it is the Muni train, the above ground.
Yes, the train passes right by.
Which kids go to school on. Now, I'm not going to yell, think of the children, and... You know, if you're a child in San Francisco and you're 8 years old and haven't seen a grown man, stranger's schlong in the street yet, you haven't left a house ever, because they do have, you know, gay pride parades every day there where everyone's naked. But it's kind of offensive to me that they made this thing facing the train. They put up a little, like, sheet, but you're going to see the schlong. You're going to see a guy weeing on the train constantly.
Why are you looking? What.
Because you look out the window on your way to work.
Well, it would have to be like one day you go by and you notice something and you're like, what the heck is that? And then you have to stare constantly for the next couple of days to be able to catch it. But yeah, I get your point.
Prefer there not be a sheet? I mean, before they were doing it, there was no sheet.
No,
so it's a little better.
I would prefer that. Well, the thing is, there's like 30 indoor toilets in Dolores Park. Couldn't they add one more? Like they have, I think they just did this because they could, like, just to poke people. Because like Fox News is calling this like the decline of a sign of the end of Western civilization.
Basically. It is. No, they're right.
It is. It's going back to ancient Greece, basically.
Yeah. And what they would have if we were moving forward is pay toilets, which they do have in other parts of the country where it's automated. You stick in a dollar.
They have those in San Francisco.
Okay, well, they should have them in more places because obviously if you can charge for it, then an automated robot could clean the whole thing.
Homeless people will just pee everywhere anyway, but this is basically just providing a hole for homeless people to pee in. And you know what this is going to smell like?
Well, let's make the hole bigger and let them live there.
Man, I forget you sound like Trump sometimes, Derek J. You really do.
Well, hey, I want to provide for them. What do you feel like doing? You're trying to take stuff away.
No, I'm not. I just
see, I'm the provider here.
Hey, dude, I just spent $300 of my own money providing MP3 players for homeless people.
Feeding the homeless.
What have you done this week?
You wanted to restrict them. You didn't want them to listen to anything but Freedom Fiends.
No, I'm giving them the gift of Freedom Fiends. I epoxied it in the SD card so they can only
to their faces.
They actually could. We also
we did find organic epoxy. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but we also gave them
I hope it's non-toxic. Card.
So if they were resourceful, they could put other media on that with the USB cable.
Yeah. Well, right now they're freebasing some Freedom Fiends MP3s.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this thing in Dolores Park, which is a gorgeous park. I spent a lot of time there. They have a lot of parties there and concerts, and it's amazingly beautiful. And it's also in kind of a rich neighborhood. This is really pretty close to where you lived with the cult, right, Derek J?
Yeah, I was right down the street. But it needed more outdoor urinals. Yeah. That's what it was really lacking, was more people peeing out in public.
Outdoor urinal, this thing is going to smell in the summer to where, like, you're going to be able to smell it, like, 100 yards away.
I would call it an aroma. You know, the aroma of San Francisco.
It's a manly scent, but I like it, too.
Yeah, coffee and urine. It's the new hippie movie.
You want to read some of this, anybody, Jeremy?
I want to read it.
Can you
give me a turn?
I thought you
were going to
read.
San Francisco has a pee problem. Yeah, but I loaded this earlier. For years, the city has battled public urination. But despite a 2002 law banning it, the threat of a $500 fine and the introduction of a pee-fighting wall paint last summer, the city's still trying to tackle its urine epidemic. Can you believe all that didn't work? The city is so creative. You know, its last move is installing an open-air urinal in Dolores Park, which apparently is a hotspot for public, I don't know what this word is, micturators, otherwise known as dudes. Why use the word no one knows
too.
Yeah,
because they're fancy, they're in New York.
Think about it. When's the last time you saw a lady peeing in public? And when's the last time you saw a dude whip it out and relieve himself in some corner just because he can? I'm pretty sure it's
that
not because he can, he probably because he had to.
Like, that I don't word just means urinate. To micturate means urinate. They're just being fancy because they're from New York. You know,
well,
they went to Harvard or, you know, American.
I do this, you know, it's shameful, but like I've had to do this on the side of the road, you know, out in the backyard or something.
Here's the bizarre thing. Okay, what they're creating, first of all, it's violating the city's own ordinance against public urination. Second of all, literally, like what people do in this, like peeing in view of a train that has children on it, you would be arrested and like put on the sex offenders list.
Yeah, this is true.
But San Francisco, like, I don't know. It's the end. It's so the decline of Western civilization.
Maybe they're just really into the like some kind of interesting
golden
sex
showers.
Scene. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like maybe someone on the city council is thinking this is going to be the perfect spot to shoot my new cam movie. I could live stream from here.
Maybe there's a maybe there's a camera hidden in the cement somewhere.
Maybe. What are you talking about? What do you think they spent all that money on? Just
that's
cement?
That's how they're going to turn the budget around in that city. Is they're just going to put public urinals with cameras in them.
And Wi-Fi. They're going to say it's public Wi-Fi at the urinal. Come on down. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's more. They say San Francisco is enabling the half of the population that already exercises very little bladder-related self-control. The more options we can give the people to relieve themselves, the better for the parkgoers, a city supervisor told the Los Angeles Times. In other words, if city planners dig a hole in the ground, surround it with concrete, and call it a urinal, maybe dudes will pee here instead of everywhere else. You know, it's weird that they make it a dude thing. I have seen ladies peeing out in the street and in public. Like, you know, they don't need to throw it all on us because it's easier. I mean, sorry.
You could kind of ride this thing, male or female. You could kind of ride it like you're surfing, like or like on water skis. Like, you could put your heels up on the inside rim of the concrete and then hold on to the metal bar and lean back and go, yee-haw, and go number one or two, whether you're a lady or a man.
I'm sure that's really clean. You know, I don't see a drain at all in here. So does it just run off? Does it go off into the into ground? The or?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I kept asking. Where's the hole go? Where does it lead to?
I think you should be able to pee for your subway ride. Like, if you don't have enough money, you go and use the machine. Or if you can call it a machine. It's just a towel.
Derek, I think you're part of the decline of Western civilization.
Guilty. The new urinal is part of a massive renovation of Dolores Park that also included 26 new public toilets, also known as bathrooms for people who pee like human beings.
Why couldn't they make 27 indoor public toilets?
That would be going too far.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life, Michael.
I have a good story about Dolores Park. The drummer in my band Bomb, Tony Fag, who's a closet heterosexual, really named Tony Short, hated his dad, called himself Tony Fag to shame his father, who is a sociopath, who recently tried to contact me, and I deleted the email. I didn't respond to him. I don't want him in my life at all. He had a dog when he was in Bomb. He went to the shelter and got a dog and was like treating it poorly to try to get it to attack people and protect him. Jeremy, is that how it works?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, it can, yeah.
But it's horrible.
I see this in the hood.
But he took it to Dolores Park one day, like, you know, and he wasn't beating it. He was just screaming at it a lot.
Yeah.
And he took it. He probably was beating it when I wasn't looking. He probably lied to me, but he was treating it poorly. So he took it to Dolores Park one day. Like, he'd had it like a week, and he had it on the leash, but he let go of the leash for a second, and the dog just took off running, and he never saw it again. Like, it couldn't get away from him quick enough.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute. I also saw Fugazi play in Dolores Park. It was a pretty awesome free concert.
Did they have an abused dog?
No.
Hmm.
No. Look
back. Pee-pee kitty.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Pee-pee kitty.
I don't know what that is.
That's New York calling the, that's the pot calling the kettle pee-pee kitty. So I say pee-pee kitty a lot. Someone asked me why. There is a glossary on the Freedom Fiend site, but no one reads it anymore.
I have read it, actually.
Yeah, everyone's read it once. But it's so long because we have so many in-words. So I had this girlfriend from Switzerland like 22 years ago or something. Actually, it was an early recovery. It was after I got clean. So it was like 1996, 1998, around there.
Swiss Miss.
So but she spoke French, and she's part Italian, and she was Swiss. So she made fun of American coffee because she liked coffee like the French way, like really strong.
She liked tiny cups.
Yeah. And
their
she
cups
said,
aren't big enough.
She called American coffee, which I like, just regular coffee. She called it pee-pee kitty, which is the French slang of what they call American coffee. It means cat piss or cat pee. And I just thought that was endearing and hilarious. And because I like cats and I like coffee and I like my girlfriend. So I was like, pee-pee kitty. So I started saying that when I'd go to the bathroom. Like, we'd be watching a movie, lying on the bed. I'd get up and say, you know, she'd just ask if I was going to the kitchen or to the, what I was doing. I'd be like, pee-pee kitty. So that has always been what I say when I'm going to the bathroom. And then Nima Vidati and I, who started the show together 5 years ago, I told him that. He thought it was hilarious. And he would say it like when, you know, like when we'd go to a break, he'd say, okay, we're going to break. I'm going to go pee-pee kitty. I'll be right back. So it has become a thing on the Fiends of pee-pee kitty means I have to go pee and we like kitties and we like cats. So,
hey, you take care of cats, don't you, Jeremy?
Yes, yes, I do.
Do they pee?
Yes, and it's our like, well, actually.
Do you have foreign litter boxes for them? Do they know how to use that?
Or they have one big litter box
when they're visiting? No.
I take care of cats at their house. I don't do it. I used to do it at my place, but not with all the dogs. Yeah, not with all the murder dogs. Not a very good mix.
Murder dogs are pit bulls, for people who don't know. Jeremy has one, and dogs hits about half dozen of them.
Yeah, currently I have mine and two others in the house.
So, you're always
how many can you juggle?
A pile of
I have
dogs.
on turnover days where like people have to stay an extra day, and that people, you know, the dog extra dogs are here, like six or seven.
How'd you start dog sitting? It's pretty cool to have your own business. I like it.
Yeah, I actually pretty much fell into this. I was, you know, mid to late 20s, no direction in my life. And I was working in an animal hospital, and I finally decided to go back to school after a bunch of prodding by friends of mine to get my vet tech license. So I said, okay.
Oh, you're a vet tech?
No, I never actually made it that far. Hold on a second.
You're like Bill Gates. You dropped out because you were so successful with your business.
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, not as successful.
The Bill Gates of murder.
Many people don't know he was going to veterinary school.
Hey, thank a vet for your freedom. Thank you for your service.
Exactly. So I decided to go back to school, but unfortunately here on Long Island, there was only one school that was offering the program, and it was a little bit of a hike, but they also had a very regimented system where it's not like any other college course where you can like pick times a day you want to go to and which days of the week would be better for you. No, it was this time of day, this day of the week, no matter what.
If you get a vet license, can't you practice like anywhere in the hemisphere? Isn't it like a global license or something?
A veterinary? Yes. I wasn't going that far. I was going for
Well, you could also be a mob doctor. You could be a mob doctor.
Well, yeah, you could.
You're in Long Island, so it wouldn't be hard.
No, not at all. I'm sure there's connections.
That's in the movies. They always do like the mob goes to the vet to sew up their bullet holes and stuff, you know?
Well, yeah. Plenty of people. Where else did I see that?
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I was going to say Mike goes to a vet.
Yeah.
It's a great side gig because a lot of the drugs are good for humans too. So I was going to be a vet tech, which is basically like an RN. That's the equivalent. So while I was doing that, somebody suggested I do pet sitting just to put myself through school. And I said, sure, why not? I had a big apartment that I was just me in, and I had like a couple extra rooms. And I said, sure, why not? And I started boarding dogs and walking them. And within 8 months, I had so much business that I had to make a choice. And
awesome.
luckily, I had family that lived close by. My mom basically said, listen, I'll cover your butt for a year. And if you fail, you know, and you start over, find something else. But I took
Very
off
cool.
and I had to drop out because I didn't have the time. And here I am now. I'm in my 11th year.
Wow.
Never thought I'd be doing.
You won.
You did.
I am a capitalist success story. Damn it. Darn it.
Thank you for your service.
The Monopoly Man is smiling down on you. You're welcome, everybody. Thanks for having me. Worms. Yeah,
thanks for being here. Thanks for being here, Derek.
Yeah. We shamed that cop.
Oh, yes. Mike Byers.